天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目。我是节目主持人张小环，工厂长大小的小和环境的环，也就是左边一个王右边一个不字。我们现在正在对诗篇中诗人的祷告进行研究。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，你们是否会常常处在一种属灵的挣扎中呢？是否常常不知道应该如何去做，甚至会质疑神呢？那我们自己又应当如何依靠主耶稣，能够跳出这样的漩涡和痛苦的挣扎中呢？好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，那就让我们预备心，一起来听听麦克牧师的见解吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
Welcome once again to this broadcast.
欢迎你再一次打开你的收音机。
We are glad that you tuned in.
收听我们的节目。
Before I begin by asking you a question, let's listen to Psalm 8.
在开始今天的信息之前，让我们一起来听一听诗篇第八篇。耶和华我们的主啊，你的名在全地何其美，你将你的荣耀彰显于天。你因敌人的缘故，从婴孩和吃奶的口中建立了能力，使仇敌和报仇的闭口无言。我观看你指头所造的天，并你所陈设的月亮星宿，便说，人算什么，你竟顾念他，世人算什么，你竟眷顾他。你叫他比天使微小一点，并赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。你派他管理你手所造的，使万物，就是一切的牛羊、田野的兽、空中的鸟、海里的鱼，凡经行海道的，都伏在他的脚下。耶和华我们的主啊，你的名在全地何其美。
Now I can ask you that question.
现在我想问你一个问题。
Are you in the middle of a spiritual struggle right now?
你是不是正处于属灵的挣扎当中？
Did you know that you can have victory in your spiritual battle?
你知道吗？你完全可以在属灵的征战中得胜。
I want to tell you today that there is power in the majestic name of the Lord God.
今天我就想告诉你，神的名大有能力。
And you and I have that name.
我们都可以依靠主的名。
We have that power of the name that's above every name.
主的名是超乎万名之上的，我们可以靠着他得能力。
If you are joining this broadcast for the first time,
如果你是第一次收听我们的节目，
We have just begun a series of messages from the Psalms.
我们刚刚开始一系列关于诗篇的信息。
Last time we talked about the great spiritual victory of David over Goliath.
在上一讲中，我们谈到大卫在对哥利亚的属灵征战的伟大胜利。
You can have the same victory over the giants in your life today.
其实你也同样可以战胜你人生中的巨人。
But the question is how to slay the giants in your life.
可是如何去消灭那些巨人呢？
Remember in Psalm 8 verse 1, David cries out.
在诗篇第八篇第一节中，大卫欢呼着。
O Lord our God, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
耶和华我们的神啊，你的名在全地何其美。
David insisted on going out only in the name of God.
大卫坚持只靠主的名去征战。
And in the power of God.
他单单依靠神的能力。
King Saul felt sorry for David.
扫罗觉得大卫很可怜。
So he tried to give him his armor.
于是把他自己的盔甲送给大卫。
And you know what happened?
可是呢?
David could not walk.
穿上盔甲后,大卫根本无法行走。
He had to take it off.
他只好把盔甲脱掉了。
I truly believe that if David had gone out in Saul's armor,
我相信如果大卫真的穿上扫罗的盔甲去征战的话,
he would have been killed.
他一定会被哥利亚杀死。
But he didn't.
然而他没有。
He wanted to go out with proven methods of warfare.
他是带着必胜的武器去打仗的。
And when you face spiritual battles,
当我们面对属灵的征战时,
the only thing that is going to work,
唯一能够帮助我们的,
is the proven methods of warfare.
就是这必胜的武器。
And they are prayer and fasting and the word of God.
也就是禁食、祷告和神的话。
In 2 Corinthians 10:4, Paul said,
在哥林多后书第十章第四节中，保罗指出，
The weapons of our warfare are not carnal.
我们征战的兵器不是属于血气的。
What does it mean that our weapons are not carnal?
不属血气的兵器是什么意思呢？
Because we do not battle with flesh and blood.
因为我们不是与肉体和血气征战。
But we battle with Satan himself, who is in the heavenlies.
而是与撒旦征战，撒旦是属天空的。
When David completed his victory over Goliath,
大卫打败了哥利亚之后，
he used Goliath's own sword.
他用哥利亚自己的剑杀了他。
And I want you to remember something very, very important.
我盼望你能记住一个非常重要的教训。
Every giant that faces you,
每一个你所遭遇的巨人。
There is something in every problem that faces you that can defeat that problem.
在每一个问题当中，总有些成分是你可以利用来解决这个问题的。
Ask God and He will show it to you.
你求问神，神就会告诉你。
When the enemy comes after you,
当敌人来攻击你，
falsely accuses you,
诽谤你，
and intimidates you,
恐吓你的时候，
don't relent.
不要害怕。
Do some name calling.
向神呼求。
Call upon the name that is above every name.
去呼求超乎万名之上的主的名。
How many of us remembers in the midst of a problem to say, Jesus, your name is power?
你们当中有多少人在碰到问题的时候会说，主啊，你的名大有能力。
Give me that power so I can have victory.
求你赐给我能力，使我能够得胜。
According to Psalm 8 verse 3,
诗篇第八篇第三节说，
The heaven is the work of his fingers.
天是神的手指头造的。
The moon and the stars he ordered.
月亮星宿是他所陈设的。
And God said, because you call upon my name,
神说，因为你求告我的名，
because you trusted me,
因为你相信我。
Because you have come under the blood of my son.
因为你来到我爱子宝血的遮盖之下。
I'm going to give you the victory now.
我必使你得胜。
Psalm 8 verse 5 says,
诗篇第八篇第五节说，
The man or the woman of God is crowned with glory and honor.
神赐给他所造的人以荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
Only sin makes us lose that crown.
可是罪却让我们失去这荣耀的冠冕。
And if you understand your place in the family of God,
如果你知道自己在神家里的地位，
the place of honor that God wants you to have,
如果你知道神给予你荣耀的地位，
you would not live one moment a defeated life.
哪怕只有一刻失败的生活，你都不愿意度过。
Oh Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
耶和华我们的神啊，你的名在全地何其美。
If you have no giants to fight in your life,
也许你认为在你生命中没有遭遇任何巨人。
And you say, the devil is not bothering me.
你可能说，魔鬼没有来搅扰你。
It could be because you are not doing anything to disturb Satan.
很可能因为你根本没有做任何使魔鬼烦恼的事。
Winston Churchill once said,
丘吉尔先生曾经说过，
There is nothing more exhilarating than when the enemy shoots at you with no results.
能避开敌人的攻击是最令人兴奋的事。
The power of God's majestic name makes every demon in hell tremble with fear.
神的名让地狱中所有的魔鬼颤抖。
And we have that name.
而我们却可以靠主的名得胜。
Listen to the names of God.
让我们来听听主的名是什么。
He is Jehovah Jireh, God the provider.
耶和华以勒就是神必预备。
He is Jehovah Rapha, God the healer.
耶和华拉法就是神必医治。
He is Jehovah Shalom, God our peace.
耶和华沙龙就是神必赐平安。
He is Jehovah Nessi, God our banner.
耶和华尼西就是神是我的旌旗，为我征战。
He is Jehovah Shammah, the God who's always there.
耶和华沙玛就是永在的神。
Call upon the name of the Lord.
让我们来呼求主的名。
And he will show you his hand in special way.
他一定用独特的方式伸手来帮助你。
For he is my rock.
因为他是我们的磐石。
He is my fortress.
他是我们的山寨。
He is my high tower.
他是我们的高台。
He is my strength.
他是我们的力量。
He is my shepherd.
他是我们的牧者。
He is the great I am.
他是伟大的自由拥有者。
He is not only the great I will be.
他不仅仅是将来伟大的神。
He is not only the great I was.
他不仅是过去伟大的神。
He is the great I am right now.
他现在就是最伟大的神。
And he is ready to give me the victory right now.
目前这一刻他就让我们得胜。
If I come under his cover.
只要我们去寻求他的庇护。
In verse 2,
在第二节中,
he tells us that through the power of praise,
诗人告诉我们借着赞美的力量,
we can conquer the enemy and have victory.
我们就可以战胜仇敌。
My listening friend, I want you to listen very carefully.
我亲爱的朋友，我盼望你们能听清楚。
There is nothing that comes out of your mouth that is neutral.
从你口中出来的话，没有一句是中立的。
Did you know that?
你知道吗？
When you say, this is a bad day,
当你说今天很不好，
you are speaking a prediction of the quality of that day.
这你是在预言今天一天都会过得不好。
When you say, I want to die,
当你说我想去死，
you are not making a neutral statement.
你不是在讲一件不关痛痒的事。
You are literally inviting the spirit of death to come into your life.
你是在邀请死亡来到你的生命中。
When you call your son or your daughter stupid,
当你骂你的儿女笨蛋的时候，
you are literally cursing your son or your daughter's ability to learn.
你是在咒诅他们的学习能力。
When you tell your daughter that she will not amount to anything,
当你对女儿说她将一事无成时，
you are literally cursing the future of your daughter.
你是在咒诅她的未来。
Parents, listen to me, especially fathers.
为人父母的，尤其是当父亲的，我盼望你能仔细听。
We are called by God to bless our children, not to curse them.
神呼召我们去祝福我们的孩子，而不是咒诅他们。
In verse 2 of Psalm 8, it says,
诗篇第八篇第二节中说道，
From the lips of the children and infants, you have ordained praise.
从婴孩和赤奶的口中建立了能力。
Why?
为什么呢？
The answer is in the last phrase in that same verse.
答案在这一节的前半句。
Because of your enemies.
你因仇敌的缘故。
What about them?
他们怎么了？
To silence the foe and the avenger.
使仇敌和报仇的闭口无言。
Who is the avenger?
那报仇的是谁呢？
Satan himself.
就是魔鬼撒旦。
Hear me right, please.
请不要听错了。
David is telling us how to conquer Satan.
在这里大卫是在告诉我们如何战胜魔鬼撒旦。
And you conquer Satan with your mouth.
你可以用你的口战胜撒旦。
Who are the babes?
那些婴孩是谁呢？
They are the Christians.
他们就是基督徒。
the followers of the Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣基督的门徒们。
In fact, in Matthew 21:16,
在马太福音二十一章十六节中
，Jesus quoted this very verse.
耶稣就引用了这段经文。
Out of the mouths of babes and suckling, you perfected praise.
你从婴孩和吃奶的口中完全了赞美的话。
The way you supernaturally defeat Satan.
我们如何才能在属灵的征战中打败撒旦魔鬼呢？
The way you have victory in your life and your family and your business.
我们如何才能在生活、家庭、工作中得胜呢？
The way you have victory over sin.
我们如何才能战胜罪恶呢？
Is by praising God.
就是要赞美神。
Put the praise of God in your mouth.
让赞美的话藏在你口中。
So that you may stop the avenger.
这样你就可以让报仇的人闭口。
You have the secret.
现在你知道了这个秘诀。
Let the power and strength of God's people be perfected in praise.
让我们这些神的子民在对神的赞美中获得力量，得到完全。
Neutralize and defeat the forces of hell.
压倒、打败地狱的力量。
Satan cannot intimidate you when your mouth is filled with praise.
当你口中充满赞美的时候，撒旦就不能威胁你。
He cannot get anywhere near you.
他甚至不能靠近你。
David won the victory over Goliath because he knew God's anointing.
大卫打败了哥利亚，因为大卫是神所告立的。
Because God empowered him.
因为神赐给他力量。
But David had to play a part.
但是大卫也有他该完成的责任。
He had to trust God.
他必须信靠神。
He had to pick the stones and put them in the slingshot.
他必须挑选一块石头放进机弦里。
He had to swing the slingshot.
然后甩出去。
Because I believe every miracle has two parts.
我相信每一个神迹都包括两部分。
God's part.
神的参与。
And your part.
和人的参与。
You have a part in working for the kingdom of God.
在建立神国度的工作中，你有一份责任。
You have to find the spiritual stones and load them in the spiritual slingshot.
你要有属灵的石头，你也必须把它放到你属灵的机弦里。
And then you swing it and let God take care of the stone.
然后你甩出去，神就会控制那块石头。
And then proclaim that you are coming in the name of the Lord of hosts.
你还要宣告，你是靠着万军之耶和华的名来的。
And God will grant you victory.
神一定会让你得胜。
I am sure of it.
对此我深信不疑。
And then write to us and tell us about how God has given you victory over Satan and sin.
如果神曾经帮助过你战胜撒旦和罪，请你写信告诉我们。
In fact, there is a little book that we have that we love to send to you.
我们有一本书要送给你们。
It is going to show you how to have the joy of victory.
这本书会告诉你如何才能得到获胜的喜乐。
I know that sometimes when you hear people speaking to you on the radio,
我知道当你在收听电台节目时，
you think that there are people who have no problems.
你会觉得这些人从来没有遇过任何问题。
And they do not know how to struggle like you are struggling.
他们也从不了解你的挣扎。
That is not true.
事实上并不是这样的。
In fact, many of these messages come from the experience of struggle.
我们所讲的信息都来自我们曾经有过的挣扎。
And what we share with you comes from our experience.
我们和你分享的都取自我们亲身的经历。
Of how to have victory in the name of Jesus.
我们如何靠着主耶稣的名得胜。
Because the Apostle Paul said that sin is easily surrounding us.
使徒保罗告诉我们，我们很容易被罪恶包围。
and therefore we know that our weapons are not carnal.
因此我们知道我们的兵器不是属血气的。
I remember one time I was going through a difficult time in my life.
我还记得有一次我经历人生中很痛苦的一段时间。
And I have learned how to call upon the name of the Lord.
通过那段经历我学会了如何呼求主的名。
And I have experienced firsthand that victory that comes from praising the name of the Lord.
我亲身经历到胜利来自我们赞美主的名。
And I want to share with you right now a special prayer for you, just for you, to have victory over sin.
我想和你分享一个祷告，它可以帮助你战胜罪恶。
Whatever that sin may be,
不管那是什么罪，
whether it's hatred,
是仇恨，
or envy,
是嫉妒，
or jealousy,
是怨恨，
or fear,
是恐惧，
or worry,
或是忧虑，
whatever it may be,
不管它是什么，
God will give you the victory now.
神都会让你获胜。
I want to pray just for you.
我想为你祷告。
Lord Jesus Christ,
主耶稣啊，
in that mighty name that you have,
靠着你得胜的名，
I come to you.
我来到你面前。
I pray for all my friends who are listening right now.
我为那些收听我们这个节目的朋友们祷告。
Especially those who are bedeviled by sin and temptation.
尤其是那些被罪和诱惑捆绑的人。
Those who have not yet learned how to take victory over sin and Satan.
那些还没有学会如何战胜罪和撒旦的人。
I pray that you will teach them how to call upon the name of Jesus.
我恳求你教导他们如何求告你的名。
And how to appropriate the power of the blood of Jesus Christ.
教他们靠着耶稣基督的宝血。
Just like your people of all ages.
就像你许许多多的子民。
Who have learned to have victory through the word of their testimony and by the blood of the Lamb.
那些知道靠着他们的见证和主耶稣基督的宝血得胜的人。
For I ask all of this in Jesus' name.
祈求是奉耶稣的名，阿们。
侧耳听我 向你求告，主啊，求你听我的声音，愿你侧耳听我恳求的声音，我的心等候主。耶和华，我从深处向你求你听我的声音，愿你侧耳听我恳求的声音，我的心等候主。生与受
感谢大家收听今天的节目。是啊，唯有高举主耶稣的圣名才能战胜罪恶，因为他是大能的信实的神。借着祷告，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，把我们自己的挣扎与重担交托，神必看顾我们。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。